From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group as behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo in Syria. The city's food supply has been depleted, and the UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed to get back into the city. UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. He called for an end to attacks on the city.
To all of the military actors that are using air warfare to avoid any more attacks.
The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. The attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News.